USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Critics of President Trump say he relented and let Democrats win when he chose to open the government without getting money locked in for his border wall. On Fox News Sunday, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney refuted that claim, saying the president simply saw an opportunity.
This gave a chance to the Democrats to prove whether or not they really do believe in border security and are willing to go against Nancy Pelosi, or whether or not they are so beholden to their leadership that they're never going to vote for a barrier on the southern border.
Meantime, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants to protect federal workers by introducing legislation that blocks the possibility of future shutdowns.
I'm supporting legislation that will make sure we never have another shutdown again. That if the president and the Congress cannot come to agreement, the federal workers are still paid.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The 21-year-old man Louisiana police say murdered his parents and three other people is under arrest in Virginia. Richmond County Sheriff Stephen Smith says Dakota Terrio's grandmother called the police and said he was coming for her.
He drove up into the driveway at that time, had a pistol in his hand. He had it out of the window. Officers engaged him. He dropped the firearm and was arrested without incident from there.
A sweeping poll on how people view President Trump has been released. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the numbers.
The new Washington Post ABC News poll claims that President Trump's approval rating is currently the lowest of any president in the past 72 years after 2 years in office. It also says that 6 in 10 Americans say House Democrats should obtain and release President Trump's tax returns. However, 40% support Congress beginning impeachment proceedings against him. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Prince Philip, who is 97, has written to two women who were injured a few weeks ago when he had a car crash. He says it happened because he was blinded by the sun. The Queen's husband acknowledges their very distressing experience and says he wants them to know how very sorry he is. Philip was driving near the Queen's estate when his Land Rover hit the other car and flipped over. He says the accident left him very shaken, but greatly relieved the women were not seriously injured. Many are questioning whether the prince should be driving at his age. New England fans had a big send-off for the Patriots from the Gillette Stadium as the team heads to Atlanta for the big showdown with the Rams in the Super Bowl. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Tom Brady, obviously the star of the show.
At different times this year, it's been up and down. Coaches always talk to us about not riding, you know, the emotional roller coaster. We stayed focused. We played our best football at the end, and we're not quite at the end yet. We got one more to go.
Coach Bill Belichick also addressed the thousands at the rally in Foxborough.
This is the biggest send-off we've ever had, and we really appreciate everybody coming out. Appreciate your support all year, and we hope to see you in Atlanta.
The New England Patriots are on their way to potentially hoisting their sixth Lombardi Trophy. This will be their ninth Super Bowl appearance since the 2001 season. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.